Federal environmental regulators turned up the heat on utilities last month with a new round of regulations that set strict limits on power plant emissions, especially carbon dioxide, the main culprit behind climate change. In response, many utilities are turning to natural gas, which emits about half as much carbon dioxide as coal and which is relatively cheap down in the states due to fracking and other technologies. But the situation is quite different here in the interior of Alaska.
The future for coal in Alaska remains bright.
That's Lorelei Simon, a spokeswoman for Usabelli Coal Mine, Alaska's only coal producer. Simon says the company is bullish on its future here in the interior, where coal remains the cheapest fuel, much cheaper than the expensive fossil fuels that Golden Valley Electric Association uses to generate most of its electricity.
On a per kilowatt hour basis, coal is half the cost of natural gas and about a third the cost of naphtha and one-sixth the cost of diesel.
Of course, the interior doesn't have much access to natural gas and won't unless GVEA succeeds in its bid to bring North Slope gas to Fairbanks in tanker trucks, or if the state succeeds in building a gas pipeline from the slope. But we do have coal, and lots of it. Usabelli officials say there's about 700 million tons of the stuff in the ground around the mine near Healy. That's about a 300-year supply at the present rate it's being used by the 6 and soon 7 coal-fired power plants here in the interior. GVEA President and CEO Corey Borgeson says until gas becomes available here, the co-op must continue to use coal to provide the least expensive power for ratepayers. Borgeson says that's the reason GVEA's board decided to buy the coal-fired Healy 2 power plant. He says it'll serve as a bridge until a cheaper, cleaner fuel like natural gas becomes available.
The board of Golden Valley, as they agreed to bring on Healy 2, realized that it might have a short life, that if other fuels become available, Golden Valley would not run the coal plant as often, realizing that both the other fuels may be cheaper and also more environmentally friendly.
University of Alaska officials also considered using natural gas to generate electricity for UAF as part of a proposed $245 million upgrade to the campus's aging combined heat and power plant. But UAF spokeswoman Marmion Grimes says officials decided to stick with coal because it's cheap and plentiful, and because gas isn't here yet.
We did have to look at the availability of gas and the cost of it, even if it were available. And ultimately, when we looked at those things, we still came back to the same conclusion that coal was the most economical.
Environmentalists acknowledge that it's tough to get people to look beyond the low price of coal and to realize the threat that it poses to human health and the Earth's climate. Colin O'Brien is an attorney with San Francisco-based Earth Justice, and he says the key is to get people to understand the rest of the economic equation, the part that doesn't show up on your monthly utility bill.
People pay the cost of energy in several different ways. One is the bill that they get from the utility. Another might be the money that they pay to their healthcare provider if they have asthma or another lung or heart condition that's a consequence of the air pollution that comes from coal production or coal combustion.
O'Brien says there's another economic argument against coal and for renewable sources of energy. And that is, since 1970, every dollar that the federal government has spent requiring industry to comply with the Clean Air Act has yielded up to $8 in economic benefit for the country. For KUAC, I'm Tim Ellis in Delta.